the ground.
Well, how do, folks, and another great big Western welcome from the lucky you to you. I'm Lloyd Perryman, one of the sons of the Pioneers, and speaking for the Pioneers and the rest of the Lucky You gang, we want to dedicate today's program to our good friends and sponsor, the Planters Peanut folks, who are holding their big Western Division sales convention in San Francisco. So come on, Pioneers, let's sharpen our musical axes on they cut down the old pine tree.
They cut down the old pine tree, and they haul it away to the mill, to make a coffin of pine for that sweetheart of mine, when they cut down the old pine tree. But she's not alone in her grave tonight, for it's there my heart will always be. Though we drifted apart, till they cut down my heart, when they cut down the old pine tree.
Stop a while and listen to my story. I've just come down from the hills. I went there to find my childhood sweetheart, mid the roses and the whippoorwills. I returned to look for the old pine tree that haunted my memory so. It was there she said she'd be waiting for me when we carved our hearts long ago. But the old pine tree was gone. Still my love for her lingers on.
Oh, they cut down the old pine tree, and they haul it away to the mill, to make a coffin of pine for that sweetheart of mine, when they cut down the old pine tree. But she's not alone in her grave tonight, for it's there my heart will always be. Though we drifted apart, till they cut down my heart, when they cut down the old pine tree.
Thank you very much, folks. That was Cut Down the Old Pine Tree.
All right, Grab, it sounded to me like you cut down a whole forest.
Now, that's enough, Sugar.
What in the cat hair to matter with you, little Lloyd?
Well, there's nothing the matter, Sugar. I just want to warn you that today you should make a special effort to be on your good behavior.
Oh, fiddlesticks. I've already made my New Year's resolution. Well, I have.
What I mean is, Shug, today we have some very special guests tuning in on our Lucky You line, and I want you to make a good impression.
Yeah, what makes them so special?
Well, they're our sponsors, for one thing.
Oh, well, you don't have to tell me another thing. But how come they're tuned in up there? What in the cat hair's the matter? Why ain't they out selling peanuts? I've got a half mind to call my friend Mr. Guppy and tell him about
that. Shug, that's what I mean about your remarks. They're in San Francisco on business.
Yeah, well, peanuts is a good excuse for monkey business.
Shug.
Yeah, Lloyd.
I'm trying to tell you the Planters people are having their big annual sales meeting and get-together up in San Francisco.
Oh.
There's folks there from all the 11 western states, from the Canadian to the Mexican border.
Well, why in the hogwaller didn't you say so?
I was trying, my
Grab, you get a man in Dutch, I'll up and sing him a song.
Oh, no.
I'm
no,
too
no.
old to cut to my mustard anymore. When I was young, I had lots of...
Quiet,
George, number... Two peanut pushers.
Joke, wait a minute. Like Lloyd just said, today we're sending along a greeting to the Planters sales force in San Francisco, one of four such meetings held in other cities all over the country this week.
Good.
And we're mighty proud to have such a fine company as the Planters Nut and Chocolate Company for our sponsor. We know that if we keep telling you folks about those nickel bags of always fresh Planters salted peanuts, and those fine-tasting Planters cocktail salted peanuts sealed in the vacuum cans, that fine all-purpose Planters peanut oil, and that creamy, rich Planters peanut butter, well, you're just going to go out and buy lots more of these fast-selling products next year. And that's good, because Planters is your guarantee of peanut quality. Now, that's one easy way you can always tell a genuine Planters peanut product. That's to look for the jaunty figure of Mr. Peanut, Planters' famous trademark. So as we send a salute along our Lucky You line to the folks who are going to help keep the Lucky You coming your way in 1952, just you remember, folks, that Planters is the word for peanuts, peanut butter, and for peanut oil.
My load is so high,
can't get over it,
so wide,
can't get around it,
so low,
can't get under it, you must come in at the door.
My load is too high,
can't get over it,
too wide too,
can't get around
and
it,
and way too low,
can't get under it, you must come in at the door.
Good morning, Brother Pilgrim.
How do?
Tell me where you're bound.
Do tell.
Tell me if you're heading for some far enchanted ground.
My Lord, it's so high.
Can't get over it.
So wide.
Can't get around it.
So low.
Can't get under it. You must come in at the door.
Now the Baptists go by water.
Ship ahoy.
The Methodists go by land.
Can't sail.
I'll get there by the grace of God and we'll all go hand in hand.
My Lord, it's too high.
Can't get over it.
Too wide, too.
Can't get around it.
Too low.
Can't get under it, you must come in at the door.
I told you once, poor sinner.
Yes, sir.
Now I tell you twice.
Two times.
You'll never get to heaven through the open door, playing cards and shooting dice.
My Lord, it's so high.
Can't get over it.
So wide.
Can't get around it.
So low.
Can't get under it, you must come in at the door.
My Lord, it's too high.
Can't get over it.
Too wide, too.
Can't get around it.
Too low.
Can't get under it, you must come in at the door.
Thank you. That was Brother Hugh Farr with his big bass voice and Lloyd Perryman telling us you must come in at the door. You know, friends, every day here on the Lucky You, we award an acre of Lucky You land to some person who has gone out of their way to help their fellow man. We call it a gold deed for a good deed. And it's our way of saying thanks. So remember, if you know of anyone who's gone out of their way to help someone less fortunate, write in and tell us about it. The address is Lucky You Ranch in care of ABC, Hollywood, California. We'll read every letter that's sent in. Where's our Goldie letter from today, Lloyd?
It's from Troutdale, Oregon, Ken, and I'd like to read it.
Fine.
The letter says, Dear Pioneers, I've heard your program for several weeks now and also heard you give away your Goldie Award for people's good deeds. I'd like to tell you about my parents. Or should I say, my foster parents. My foster father broke his leg some 25 years ago while employed by a railroad. It's never healed, but he's worked all these years until 2 years ago when he received a small pension. They took me in when I was taken from door to door as a person would take a puppy to give away. These folks gave me everything I ever needed, even though it meant going without things they needed themselves. Don't you think that they're eligible for your Gold Deed Award? Their names is Mr. and Mrs. James L. Strayer, Route 2, Box 168, Troutdale, Oregon. It's signed Mrs. Leslie Carter, also of Troutdale, Oregon.
Strayers sure sound like they'd make wonderful neighbors on the Lucky You, Lloyd, and I know our listeners are happy that they were chosen as today's Gold Deed winner. We pioneers would also like to say thanks in our way, Mr. and Mrs. Strayer, a way that's pretty close to our hearts, by dedicating a song to you. It's a word picture of the West called Moonlight on the Prairie.
From his throne on high comes the moon on his midnight ride to cover the trail with a silver veil over the grave.
Fellas, it's sure good to be back on the Lucky U, isn't it? The air is so great. Of course, you know the network folks showed us a swell time in Hollywood, but it's always good to be home. And hey, look, speaking of home, here comes Dink Swink from down at the crossroads. How are you, Dink?
Howdy, Fred.
You know, it's good of you to stop by, Dink, but I'm Lloyd, remember?
I don't care. I'm Dink.
Yes, I know that.
I went to work and fetched myself over to see you today. Just wanted to say howdy. Mm-hmm. So I reckon I better say it, don't you?
Say what, Dink?
Howdy.
Yeah. Well, how did you know he was back on the ranch, Dink?
Oh, that was easy. I up and turned my radio on this morning. You came busting right in as bright as a new nickel.
That's supposed to be bright as a new dollar, Dink.
I don't care. So I knowed you must be back from that Hollywood town.
Well, now, you know that is pretty straight figured.
Oh, I'm pretty stout when it comes to figuring. It's because of what my daddy always used to tell me.
Oh?
Yeah, he'd up and say to me, Dinker?
Dinker?
There must be an echo here about it.
No, Dink, I was just repeating what you said.
I don't care.
What I meant was Dinker a pet name?
I don't rightly know, Fred, but Daddy never did talk too plain.
Oh.
No, but it was a name all righty, because he used to say to me, come here, you little Dinker.
Yes, I think I'm beginning to understand.
Yeah. My daddy liked to have us young'uns mind him.
Oh?
In fact, we used to have 9 cats.
Yeah, well, that's nice, then. That's nice.
They were sort of pasture cats.
Pasture cats?
My jings, there's that echo again.
That was me, Dink, but what in the world do you mean, pasture cats?
Well, back on the farm, we didn't have no alleys.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, he sure made them 9 cats toe the mark, too. He had 9 holes in the back door, 1 for each cat.
Why, Dink, couldn't they all go out through 1 hole?
I reckon you never met up with my daddy, Fred.
No, I didn't.
When he said scat, he meant scat.
He meant get out.
Well, I reckon I better Fetch myself back to the store now.
Well, is there anything that we can do for you before you go, Dink?
By jings, now that you mention it, there is something. I heard you on my radio singing when you was in that Hollywood town. You was singing along with that schoolmarm, Betsy Ross.
Her name is Betty Taylor, Dink.
I don't care.
No, I didn't think so.
Anyhow, it was real pretty. Would you up and sing one of them songs again today?
Well, we'd be happy to, Dink. Say, where are you going?
Well, I gotta be drifting back now, but I'll walk slow so I can hear what you're picking and singing.
Yeah, well, we'll sing number 10, Lullaby Lane.
Well, I don't rightly care about the address as long as it's pretty. So long.
So long, Dink.
Wasn't it a lucky thing that we got caught in the rain and found ourselves on the doorstep of number 10 Lullaby Lane? And wasn't it a lucky thing the man came out to explain that we were just the right people for number 10 Lullaby Lane?
He told us we could move right in if we would sign the lease.
But when we said we weren't wed, he said he was also the justice of the peace. So if you're in the neighborhood and you get caught in the rain, you'll find us waiting to greet you at number 10 Lullaby Lane.
He told us we could move right in if we would sign the lease.
But when we said, why, we're not wed, he said he was also the justice of the peace. So if you're in the neighborhood and you get caught in the rain, you'll find us waiting to greet you at number 10 Lullaby Lane.
Oh, thank you very much, Betty. I sure enjoyed that.
I enjoyed it too, Lloyd.
Now, Betty, go ahead.
Oh, yes, Shug. Say, I have a very special request for Shug to sing a song.
A special request for Shug to sing?
Mm-hmm.
What's the matter with you, you knucklehead? Don't think you're the only one that gets requests to sing around here.
Well, I don't, Shug. Who made the request, Betty?
Shug.
That's what I figured.
Well, I was only trying to put some class in this show.
Uh-huh. What are you going to sing, Shug?
You mean I can?
Could we stop you?
That's what I like to hear, cooperation. This song is about the greatest lover in Mexico. I like the way I say that, Mexico. I've been told, too, it is written specially for me. Button your lip there, Kenneth.
I didn't say a thing.
I know, but you're thinking something. And don't think just because you're bigger than I am that I'm smaller than you. It's entitled Don Juan. Give me a real pretty introductory. Start it off kind of pretty for me, fellas. And if y'all don't make too much noise, you can sing along with me.
Don Juan.
Tamale from Mexico. I'm a senorita's dream. On a buckskin horse, I'm a total loss, but as a lover, I'm supreme. I'm the cutest thing in Mexico. In my fancy store, but bought clothes, I'm just too divine and I cut a shine. It doesn't matter where I goes.
Don Juan, he's a gentleman from Mexico. Don Juan, that's the virtue ain't a Romeo. He set the senorita's heart to flame across the Rio Grande. Yeah, no matter that the pretty dark-eyed gals can understand.
Now I pack a gun, but it's all in fun, cause I couldn't hit the floor. But I tell you, pals, I can woo the gals like I've never been wooed before. And the clumsy way they court today only fills me with disgust. Why, I'm past my eyes, I pass them by, and another maiden bites the dust.
Don Juan, he's a gentleman from Mexico. Don Juan, that's the mood you ain't a Romeo.
And it is!
Senorita starts to flame across the Rio Grande. Yeah, the matter that the pretty dark-eyed gals can understand.
Manita, senorita, gentlemen behind you, I did it a hundred times. I see the slack of my. Now the tale on the Chisholm Trail, how I charmed a grizzly bear. But you sure beguiled by my pretty smile and the way that I combed my hair. And a bobcat lay in a tree one day just to take me by surprise. But she preened her fur and began to purr when I looked into her eyes.
Don Juan, he's a gentleman from Mexico. Don Juan, that's a mood you ain't a Romeo.
There's
senorita's hearts aflame across the Rio Grande.
Chin-chilly!
Yeah, the matter that the pretty dark-eyed gals can understand. Don Juan.
Alto. All right. Thank you very much, all you music lovers. Now, Kenneth, if you think there's any use of going on with the show, continue.
Well, it's going to be tough, but we'll try, Shug. Say, Lloyd, wasn't it fine of the Planters people to make it possible for us to have a Christmas party for all those little kiddies who didn't get too much for Christmas?
You know, it sure was, Ken, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Guppy and the folks for helping us make it work. Those little fellows had the time of their lives,
they
you know?
They sure did, didn't they?
And, you know, we'd like to dedicate a song to them just because we're so proud to have them for a sponsor. Because, as you listeners know, The Lucky You features the sons of the pioneers, and the Planters people are sons of pioneers themselves. They pioneered the making of salted peanuts and other peanut products for more than 45 years ago. Well, we haven't been going quite that long, but we have pioneered quite a bit of Western music. So here's a song salute from one group of pioneers to another, to the Planters folks, the biggest and best name known in peanuts. It's entitled Along the Santa Fe Trail, and it features the voice of Ken Curtis. Kenny?
Angels come to paint the desert nightly, while the moon is beaming brightly along the Santa Fe Trail. Stardust scattered all along the highway on a rainbow-colored skyway along the Santa Fe Trail. Beside you, I'm riding every hill and dale, while shadows hide you, just like a pretty purple veil. Thereby hangs a tale. I found you, and the mountains that surround you are the walls I built around you along the Santa Fe.
You know, each day on our little visit along the Lucky You line, we try to find a thought or motto that might give someone a little lift over the rough spots in life. Hugh Farr picks them out, and he finds some found some fine ones, too. I might get that set after a while. How about it today, Hugh? Have you got a good thought?
Well, Lloyd, the thought I picked for today speaks of home. You know, sometimes that's close to everyone. You know, especially during the holiday season. And to us, it means being back on the Lucky U. Only a day's ride from town, but to all the servicemen and women who are half a world away from home, well, I feel that the words to the song, Keep the Home Fires Burning, tells what we at home can do, just about as well as anything that I can think of. Keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning. Yes, sir, keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning. Though your lads are far away, they dream of home. There's a silver lining through the dark clouds shining. So turn the dark clouds inside out till the boys come home.
Oh, that is really a fine thought, Hugh. And it sure does express exactly how we all feel. You know, I'd like to dedicate a song to a young fella who's just home from Korea. His name is Billy Johnson, and he's in Johns Hopkins Hospital recovering from battle wounds. You know, this fella isn't half a world away from home anymore, and we'd like to dedicate him a song. It's a cheery little thing entitled Down Along the Sleepy Rio Grande.
I ride along a dreamin' of the western plains and the days I spent along the Rio Grande. Dreamin' of my saddle days and the pony I used to ride as I guarded the herd that bore the Bar X brand.
I'd like to be a-ridin' over the plains tonight down along the sleepy Rio Grande and see the lazy cattle in the pale moonlight as I gallop o'er the sand. Where the stars light up the trail that leads the way to home, tumbleweeds are rolling over every sandy dome. I'd like to be a-riding over the plains tonight, down along the sleepy Rio Grande.
Well, sir, would you hear that? Sons of the Pioneers trademark, old tumbling tumbleweeds. It means it's time to stop our playing and get on back to ranching again. It's been swell being able to say hello by radio once again to our good friend Mr. Guppy and all the rest of the Planters people. And say maybe next year, fellas, we'll do it in person. We wish you all the success in the world during your convention up there in San Francisco. And that's from the Lucky You to every one of you. So for now, this is George Putnam saying for the Sons of the Pioneers, Frankie Messina, our pretty schoolmarm Betty Taylor, and all the rest of the Lucky You gang, so long until tomorrow. This program came to you from Lucky You. Until tomorrow, be lucky, you. American Gold and ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.